So autism in children, this is how to deal with changes and my three top strategies. All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking the notification bell. And if you're watching on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow this account so you see more videos just like this one. All right, guys, what's going on? Welcome back, different thinkers, where we think differently daily. It's all about that. Guys, you know what I'm going to say, if you haven't already, make sure to download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book, available at autismhacks.net right now. Boom, improving lives, one PDF download at a time. Super awesome, guys. So, hope you guys are doing awesome, doing great, and having a fantastic day. I wanted to make this video because I don't talk about children on the spectrum all that much, but I decided this was a cool opportunity, a cool chance for me to talk to you about three strategies about helping people with an autism spectrum condition who are children or mums and dads of people on the spectrum. So here we go, guys. Without further ado, we're gonna get into it right now. Guys, the first one I'm talking about here is multiple plans. Now, an autistic person will have issues with change in their plans, right? And this is key. So when you have multiple areas of potential meltdowns, right? We all know what meltdowns are, and we all know that autistic people love routine. So if you've got a routine and you're sticking to your routine, but something happens in that routine, like, you know, you're gonna go out to get ice cream, then you're gonna come back and watch Star Wars or something, but on your way to get ice cream, something happens. Flat tire in the car, or I don't know, something happens, right? Then that routine is knocked, and the person on the spectrum will feel it almost like a pain. It's kind of like you're stopping them in their tracks, and it's like, ah, you know, it's difficult. So I create fail safes. Now this is basically creating two other plans as backup plans. So, and you can do this with the child as well. So you make the plan is that we're gonna go out and get ice cream, come back with Star Wars. But if something happens, we're gonna have a different plan. Like, whatever it is that you know that you can do within your capacity, make two other backup plans. Because basically when this one fails, you have two others. Boom, just like that, you're saving the day, you're rocking it. Mum and dad come out like superheroes, rocking it. And I salute you guys for doing an excellent job. Okay, so two, this is positive aftermath, right? So if there is a change happening that causes a child on the autism spectrum to have some issues, right? As soon as that change happens and they start to panic, introduce something that is hyper positive to them, right? So this could be, say they have a topic of special interest and they like looking at penguins. Then if something happens and they start freaking out, get your phone out, show them pictures of penguins and start talking about penguins and their topic of interest. It could be a game, it could be like Pokemon, it could be anything. But what you're doing is that you're replacing all this negative charge with positive influx, and that exchange will start training the brain to kind of realize that there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's not going to be devastating. Yes, it's difficult to deal with, and the communication aspect of it is very hard to understand at that moment in time, but in relation to life, you're going to get over it because something positive can come out of it, and you being the carers and the caregivers, you're going to be able to understand that and help them out. This is super key. Guys, you do this and you're just nailing it, guys. I hope you're writing all this stuff down, dudes. I hope you're writing it all down. And if you're not, if you're forgetting about it, then you can always pop over to my membership website, which is levelupautism.net, and be a part of my membership. World first, and you get actual monthly coaching from me live on video chat. Super dope. Right. The last one here, number three, is change the situation. So if change is happening in the current plan, switch to something completely different and explain the difference. So you control the difference. Let me put it this way. If you are going to go somewhere and you're in the store with your kid, and then something happens in that store, in that environment, and your child on the spectrum starts kind of like getting really panicked, worked up, and about to melt down, then quickly pick them up, run outside, go into the car, and turn your kind of AC on, your actual climate control, so you can control the climate, you can control the noise because you're inside your car, it's quieter, you can control how much light or how much little light you don't want, and then explain the situation, say, hey, it's okay, we'll come to the car to calm down, to relax, to just chill for a minute, because that situation was very difficult and we had some issues there, didn't we? But now we're in this situation, and control it, own it. Because when you control the difference, you begin to show that there is power in retracting from something that is giving you negative impulse. And this is really key to making sure that you're not suffering long term. Like, you don't just say like, oh well, we're just going to deal with it and walk around the store and you're just going to be upset. You're just going to be upset and unhappy the whole time, because that's not good for anybody, and no one's going to learn anything from this. But if you plan appropriately and you kind of make that effort to move them out of the situation and control the new situation, you're winning every single time. Guys, if you want to talk to me about this, drop me a comment down below. I read every single one and I'd love to read and have a conversation with you. If you thought this video was valuable for people, please share it on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you have those. And also, if you like this video, give it a thumbs up, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.